AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. New York State prison worker Joyce Mitchell has pleaded guilty to two charges stemming from helping Richard Matt and David Sweat escape from the Clinton Correctional Facility. District Attorney Andrew Wiley says Mitchell admits to giving hacksaw blades, chisels, a punch tool, and a screwdriver to Matt.
Upon the advice of her attorney, Stephen Johnson, the defendant pled guilty today to each charge contained within the Superior Court information.
Mitchell's lawyer says she is full of remorse.
She got in over her head into something that she never should have started, but she did, and she's paying the price now, but she realizes that she made a horrible mistake.
Mitchell faces a sentence of 2 1/3 years to 7 years in prison. The Coast Guard remains optimistic two 14-year-old teens missing at sea since Friday afternoon off Florida's East Coast can be found alive. Three Coast Guard cutters, a Navy ship, and an airplane still searching from Daytona Beach, Florida, north through Savannah, Georgia, and they have no immediate plans to stop. AP's Matt Sandensky reports that the stepfather of one of the boys says they had been warned to stay away from the deep waters offshore.
The stepfather of one of the missing boys says the teens had been allowed on solo trips numerous times before, but the boundaries were always clear. They were allowed on the Intracoastal Waterway and the Loxahatchee River, but not in the deep waters of the Atlantic, where ultimately we see that their boat ended up.
The stepfather adds private planes are also flying over the coastal waters outside the area the Coast Guard is searching. Secretary of State John Kerry tells members of the House Foreign Affairs Committee that if they vote to disapprove the nuclear deal negotiated with Iran, Tehran will move forward toward an atomic bomb and international sanctions will crumble, allowing Iran to resume full-scale work immediately on a nuclear weapon.
If you walk away, year 15 or 20 starts tomorrow.
This is AP Radio News. The Iranian attorney for detained Washington Post reporter Jason Rezaian says that the now nuclear agreement has been reached. He should be freed. AP's Adam Schreck is watching developments from Dubai.
First of all, it comes after the nuclear deal has been worked out between Iran and the U.S. and five other world powers. But it also is just over a year after Jason was arrested. So he's been in jail now for a bit more than a year. He was arrested in July last year. So the timing is kind of interesting on both those counts.
Federal safety investigators say last year's crash of a Virgin Galactic spaceship was caused by a catastrophic structural failure triggered when the co-pilot unlocked the craft's braking system too early. The National Transportation Safety Board investigators add that the system had no safeguards to overcome that error. The co-pilot was killed and the pilot was seriously injured in the crash. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.